Yeah, we live by a crocus sacks. When an empty son would always say the crocus sacks. We could always find use for them, you know.
Now, the crocus sack was just pretty rough.
That's right. Coarse woven stuff. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And did you have any names for the flour sacks?
No. I'm sure there were names for them, but I wouldn't know.
Pretty good grade of cotton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Uh-huh. And of course, at a later time, those things were used during the Depression to make garments out of. And I don't remember even the tenants using that in my day to make clothes. They may have. But it did evolve when they started coloring them and all that sort of thing. They used them for clothes. But they made dishcloths out of that a good bit. Flour sack. They used them a great deal in the kitchen. They used sugar sacks to in the kitchen to when they would drip anything. They drip the clabber to get the curd, you know. And they drip berries to make when they're making jelly. The little flour sacks, 5 pound five flour sacks, were just the right size for them. And the 5 pound sugar sacks. The flour sacks, as I said, were used a great deal for the dishcloths and things like that.
I wonder what is the difference with the sugar sack?
I imagine size, not the quality of the material. Size, I think, completely. The Negroes are great. They used them a great deal to make aprons out of. I don't remember any garments, but they'd make, I could just see the big aprons sort of pieced together, and you could tell where they were ripped open, where the flour sack had been ripped open.
You mentioned the fiber. You said that the clapper would rip through the...
Well, through the sack, that's right.
And, what was left then? You said that was...
Curd. We called it curd. Mm-hmm. Curds and cream, or sour cream, or sweet cream. The thick sweet cream on top of that. Curd and with nutmeg and sugar. Was a favorite food. Now that wasn't all that prevalent, but it was sort of traditional in my family, and it was in old prairie families. I used to visit a family of and they would always have the curds and cream, and we frequently have it at bedtime.
Yeah. About cottage cheese, did
they ever use that term? We never did use that term until we started buying it. And then there'd be cottage cheese. Now, now you buy curd, don't you? I mean, it's packaged as it's curd, but we never called it cottage cheese.
Other things in the store, did you have anything for nails, for example, a smaller, was this a general store?
Yes, it supplied the farm, the hardware, just about everything. So.
I was wondering, nails or molasses?
They would buy molasses. Of course, they would make their molasses in the fall. But they'd always give out, and they would use the molasses a great deal. The sorghum molasses, mm-hmm. That's what we made. Of course, in the prairie, we would only grow sorghum. You couldn't get the regular sugar cane, mm-hmm. And so they every fall they made the Negroes were required to make sorghum, and that reduced their purchase of sugar. They used it. They called it their sweetening. And they use a sweetening. They were always very glad at sorghum making time because they'd have sweetening then to go through the winter. But when it would give out, they would buy molasses through the store.
And the molasses would come in a barrel, you say, right? Rather than a smaller keg.
Well, I don't remember them ladling it out. No, it would be in cans. It'd be a cheap brand of molasses.
That reminds me of something else. If you did label it out, you would be saying that you were selling this in what? Did you ever use the word sell it in bulk?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, and was most things sold that way?
Thinking back, I always think of things as being sold in bulk, but when I visualize the distribution of it to the people coming in, it was all in sacks in my day. Mm-hmm. And just the varying degrees of